Over the weekend, the Asantehene Otumfuo Osei Tutu celebrated his 17th anniversary since assuming the stool. At the celebration, he cautioned chiefs in his jurisdiction to avoid active partisan politics in order to protect their communities and ensure peace during the election. Radio Ghana finds out from governance experts what they make of the call and what active partisan politics actually means. They spoke to George Ankra first, Professor Bafo Ajimandia. He said the call is timely and must be taken seriously.
This is a welcome call by the Otumfuo, though it's not a new call. But what is new about this particular call by the Otumfuo is cautioning chiefs under his authority to desist from partisan politics. And also, I think it's highly commendable that the Otumfuo admonish the chiefs in the presence of the president. I think it takes some courage to make these pronouncement publicly. In terms of partisan politics, I think basically we know that the Constitution of 1992 debars chiefs from active politics. It doesn't mean they cannot take interest in political matters, but they are not expected to align and actively engage in activities in support of any particular political party. But I think we have to understand why perhaps the Constitution sought to insulate chiefs from partisan politics. It's all because of the special role they play in their communities. And I think, as the Otumfuo said, if you do that, then mind you, your community comprises citizens belonging to different political parties. And therefore, a chief may lose his respect by being associated with one political party. But I think the challenge here are two things. First, our culture seems to require the open appreciation of gratitude when one does something good for you. So we find that when a government or a representative or a president goes around indicating the kinds of things he has done for the people, the chiefs feel obliged to express gratitude, which I think is appropriate. But I don't think they should go beyond expressing gratitude to publicly endorsing a particular president or political party. That, I think, has been the cause of the problem. Then the second concern seems to be the vindictiveness of our politics. That is when politicians seem to reward those who support and sideline those who do not support. And that may be a way to kind of coerce some chief to publicly also make these kinds of declarations. But I think overall, as you said, that the Otumfuo pronouncement is a timely one. And I think even though he's cautioning chiefs under his jurisdiction, it's advice that I think all the chiefs in our country should take seriously.
What is the difference between partisan politics and appreciating development projects that were brought in by a sitting government?
You see, the problem we have in this country is that everything has been politicized. Actually, providing schools, hospitals, roads, whatever project that you can think of, providing these tools by government is pure and simple the obligation of governments to do so for the people. That's why we pay our taxes, and that's why we have given such enormous power and authority to what we call the government, and therefore those in charge of government exercise these powers and responsibilities. So if by giving up our rights in terms of paying taxes and giving the responsibility for you to take care of us, then, strictly speaking, there's no need for one to express appreciation. But then again, because of the level of our development, which is very low, I should say, and because of this cultural overhang about publicly having to express appreciation for what has been done, our chiefs and the people as a whole feel obliged to thank government. This is something personally over the years I have been adamantly opposed to. There is no need for one to line up in the hot sun to go and thank a president for providing school. If the government is there, is not providing school or roads, then what is the use of the government?
But
if the government is doing its work.
Professor Bafo Ajimandia on active partisan politics. A legal practitioner, Abraham Amalaba, said the Constitution talks about active politics, but it does not define what the term means. He, however, believes that showing appreciation to a certain government for providing infrastructural facilities cannot be considered active partisan politics. What can constitute active partisan politics is when a chief mounts a political platform to show open support.
The Constitution talks about active party politics, which chiefs are not supposed to engage in. Now, there's no judgment in our court dealing with this matter in terms of what amounts to partisan politics or active politics rather. The Constitution has not also defined what active party politics is, but I am of the view that active party politics would include a chief mounting a political platform and pledging support for that political party, or donning a political uniform, that is to say the t-shirt of a political party, and going around campaigning. So if you look at it from that angle, then I am of the view that if a chief shows appreciation for the work of a certain government, you cannot consider that as engaging in active party politics. So it depends on the context, and I'm yet to see a chief who has mounted a political platform and then donned a political uniform and campaigning. The Constitution says that if a chief intends to do that, he has to abdicate. And for me, I think that there's nothing wrong if a chief decides to show appreciation for the good work that a political party, or for that matter, the president has done.
Abraham, somebody or critics will say the people pay taxes for governments to give them the facilities that they do in terms of development, and therefore chiefs do not need to show appreciation. But I'm also saying that even God, if you pray to God and he grants your prayer, he expects you to show appreciation. So how do we define the system?
Yes, and considering the fact that we have resource constraints, and considering the fact that the nation is made up of different challenges, if you have a president who has the foresight to address the needs of a particular community, the chiefs will look at all these challenges facing the nation and say that, in the midst of these challenges, we have been singled out as a people and our needs have been addressed. And that is where the appreciation comes, because the president, for that matter, the political party in power, could have rather addressed the needs of community A. But if the party decides to address the needs of your community, you must show appreciation, because it could have gone to another community and that would be the right to do. So the appreciation is not because the money came from the pocket of the president, but the appreciation is that in the midst of challenges, your community has been singled out and provided the needs. That's where the appreciation is, and not because you think that it is the money is coming from the president. No.
And so how do you look at the call itself from the Asantehene?
Well, the call from Asantehene, if it is to be taken strictly, is an advice to his fellow chiefs that they shouldn't don political colors, they shouldn't mount political campaign platforms. And with that, I agree with him. But if the call is to say that chiefs should not show appreciation for the good works of the president and for that matter, political parties in power, that I disagree. Because like you rightly said, even God would expect that if he answers your prayer, you show appreciation.